Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yeah, well, it's your girl, Let's See Lush Live in the building, and you know what's going down tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got a hot show. It's Let's Talk About Business. Tonight we got your man, Oz, coming straight from the Terror Squad. Shout out to Fat Joe. We had him on the show not too long ago. And shout out to everybody that's definitely doing their thing with the whole squad. So we're going to have Oz live in the building. He's an artist, and he's getting it in. He got a new song with Fat Joe and T-Pain. So we're going to play it tonight, and he's going to tell us more about, you know what I'm saying, his new moves and new things that's going on with him. Along with that, we're also going to have our girl from Lip Service, Inc. She's going to be live in the building talking to us about business and stuff like that, and her being a female entrepreneur. On the show, so call in at 347-826-7722. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Oz, and you already know what it is. We want to thank our sponsors, E2K Magazine Online. Shout out to them. We definitely got the Give Thanks Dinner that's going on in the Bronx this Sunday. For more information, log on to www.letsradioonline.com or hit Emma up at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. If you would like to be a sponsor or you would like to be a server at the event, we're giving back to the homeless. It's also sponsored by Lush Radio Online also. So check that out. We have a networking event that's going down this week, November the 18th. It's at Mimosas in the Bronx. 21 and older to network, bring your business cards. It's going down. It's a lot of things going down this week. Chaka Khan is going to be at Paradise Theater this week also, so check for it. And like I said, we're going to go to the phone lines and see what's popping right now real quick. Call from the block number. What it do, baby?
What's good? What's good, Lushy Lush? Big E, Ernest on the line. You know how it is.
What's up with you, Ernest? What's popping with you?
What's up? You know I got OZ on the line. I definitely represented for Terror Squad. I'm about to click them in on you, OZ, Mr. 28 Grams. Definitely rocking that hot joint with T-Pain and Fat Joe. So when you ready, he ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go. Bring him in. Mr. OZ.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, Mr. OZ, Mr. 28 Grand? What's poppin' with you, famo?
What's good, what's good? Nothing chilling, you know, surviving. Every day is a great day above ground.
That's what's up, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show, man. And thanks to Sydney for the promo, for bringing you through tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on the show right now. I appreciate that.
Got to show you some Lush Radio love in the building. So we got some people live in the building. You know what I'm saying? They like clapping for our people that come through and stuff. They just love people, you know what I'm saying, coming from different states and everything. They definitely love you. So they're going to give you some love real quick.
Appreciate it. That's what's up.
That's what's up. So, talk to us, man. I mean, you're doing big things. You know what I mean? You're rocking with Terror Squad. And, shout out to my man, Fat Joe. You know, he came through
right.
And blessed us on the show not too long ago. So tell us about, you know what I mean, how you got into this music industry, you know what I mean, and how you linked up with Fat Joe to do this whole big movement, man. Talk to us, babe.
Somewhat to kind of make a long story short, you know, I've been rapping since I was like 8, you know, so I've been kind of making music. I used to be in this rap group called YSB, stand for Young Soldier Boys, you know, and it was me, had this dude named Winner, this dude named Gliss, Ace Diggs, me and my homeboy Victor, you know, it was probably about 6 of us, but, you know, we started when I was real, real, real young, and I had linked up with a couple other managers. And they actually took us around and let us do a couple shows or whatnot. So as time went, the group ended up breaking up, you know, and I ended up doing my own thing. And I ran into a very close good friend of mine right now. His name is J-Rob. You know, I ran into him, and he hollered at me on some real humble talk. He was like, yo, and like, if you really like music, young man, and like, you really trying to become something, and you wanna make something of this right now, he's like, just give me your word that you're going to do your part. And I gave him my word, you know, and he gave me his end that he'd get me in front of people. And without a shadow of a doubt, you know, one day we popped up at this dude named Drop Santiala, his studio, Panic Room, you know, shouts out to him. And it was magic when I ran into Joe. You know, Joe hollered at me, heard me freestyle a couple of tracks, put me on a couple of records with me and him. And, hey, here you have it. I'm here.
That's what it is. And how did you like your new home at Terror Squad and stuff? How has it working with Joe and everything like that and the whole team?
Oh man, for one to even much be working with Fat Joe, I mean, I got a legend in the game right now who's messing with me. So that right there alone very much surprises me, you know, and that right there alone makes me feel very much welcome to even much know that he even much works with me and welcome me like that, you know. And as for the whole Terror Squad team, I mean, Macho, Pete, Raul, I mean, Fly, my boy Junior, I mean, it's a lot of names, you know. Everybody shows me love. I mean, when I come up to New York, I got my Harlem people who show me love. Definitely the Bronx. You know, the Bronx always show me love. You know, shout out to French Montana, a couple of people up there I know. You know, I mean, the whole Terror Squad movement, I love the home right now. I love where I'm at right now. Couldn't be no place better.
That's what it is. Shout out to French Montana. We had him on the show, too. Definitely, that's what's up, man. You definitely doing your thing. Being a independent artist and being rocking with the whole situation, what do you find is the hardest thing, you know, to deal with being in the industry?
Honestly, being in the industry, I think the hardest thing to deal with right now, as for me, is still being a person, as for learning the industry. You know, I mean, right now, sometimes when I come home, you know, I intend to go out, probably go to the store and all that stuff, and I run into particular people or certain people who know me, you know, and for me knowing them back then and seeing me now, they're like, oh, what's up, man, and, you know, da-da-da-da, and I'd be like, yo, I'm like, what's good? So, you know, I know it's kind of shocking, but, you know, I know you from back then, too, so sometimes that kind of dawns on me with the industry, and also more so learning the business aspect of the industry right now, you know. I'm still learning the business aspect. It's a lot of things I sit back and I observe and I watch Joe, you know, when I'm around, when DJ Khaled or anybody is around, you know, when bigger particular artists are around, I intend to watch how they carry themselves and how they handle their business, you know, how they conduct themselves. So that's a very important part of the industry I'm learning right now.
And you definitely get co-signed by a lot of legends in the industry. And my dude, Vin Rock, you know, from the legendary group,
Naughty by Nature,
you know, co-signed you and stuff. You know, how was that? He said, you know, you're one of the hardworking, you know, artists that one of the most hardworking artists that he's met in all of Florida, you know, and that's a big co-sign when an OG co-signed you. How did you feel about that?
I mean, I could just say, you know, that boy, he looks out, you know what I mean? That's a very great feeling to even much know, you know, like my name right now is being mentioned with, like you say, such a great legend, you know, somebody who's worked with the Tupacs and the Biggies and the primetime Diddies, you know, like, I mean, for me to even much be able to be spoken about, that's a great feeling right now. And I feel like, you know, the more I keep striding at what I want and what I'm working for, my hard work is going to pay off, you know, so that's a great feeling.
I don't know if the phone is going in and out, but it sounds like you're getting a little lower. I don't know if the phone is going in and out over there on your side and stuff.
Let me turn it up.
Yeah, okay, you sound better right there now. You're good.
Go ahead.
And also you were on Fat Joe's two albums, the 2008 album release of Elephant in the Room, mm-hmm. that featured Rick Ross, and you on there, what you got, and the 2009 album release of Jose 2, put you in the game, which we actually have that song with T-Pain, that we're going to be playing in a few and stuff like that. How was it working on that whole situation, and how was it working with Rick Ross?
Oh, that was a shock, honestly. For the Rick Ross record, you know, Joe hit me up one day. He was in the studio with Kool & Dre. Shouts out to Kool & Dre as well. Them boys that show me a lot of love as well. He was in the studio where they were Kool & Dre, and he called me over. And he was like, I got this crazy record, you know, I'm going to put Ross on it. He like, let me see if you can come up, you know, with a nice hook, you feel me, and throw your little 16 on, let me see what you can do with this. So when he gave it to me, the beat was, like, real grimy and down, you know. He was like, yo, don't give me none of that play, you know. So I seen he was being serious. I'm like, okay, I went in there, and I ended up writing the hook. You know, I came up with a nice concept for the hook. I let him hear it. Everybody was feeling the hook. They said, yo, lay that down. I laid down my verse, and when I got it back to him, before I knew it, You know, Ross was on the phone. Ross was hollering at me, and you know, me, him, and Ross had made that record. And the Put You in the Game record, or the T-Pain record, that was phenomenal for me. You know, that was a good feeling to know when I came in the studio. He was like, yo, oh, this is the record you on right now for the album. And then you hit it, and I heard T-Pain, shorty, I couldn't help it. You know, I'm like, oh, man, I'm on a record right now with me joining T-Pain. So that was a good feeling as well, you know, progression, progression, progression. That's how I was looking at it.
You sound like you got a little singing voice over there, too. You slightly sing a little bit, too, over there?
No, I wouldn't really say so much I sing. I know how to harmonize. You know, I try to do my little thing. You know, sometimes it fit in. You know, I get in where I can fit in. But now I wouldn't call myself a singer.
Okay, that's what it is. We got to call alive on the line with us and stuff. We're going to go into your song in a few. We got a genius from the DMV right now. We got OZ, a.k.a. Mr. 28 Grams, the new artist straight off of Terror Squad, doing his 1-2. You got a question for him, genius?
I'm calling in to show love. What up, fam? I couldn't get the end of everything. You know what I'm saying? Big ups on that, man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm definitely a supporter of Fat Joe and the Terror Squad, so... You know what I mean? That's definitely what's up, man. I look forward to hearing your work, man.
I appreciate it, my brother. I got a lot more coming. A lot more coming for you, my dude. A lot more coming.
That's definitely what's up. I mean, as far as the question, I would just ask what type of advice, you know what I'm saying, would you give to people that's actually trying to get into the industry? You know, what ways would you give them as far as about how to get into the industry?
As far as like for new artists who are trying to, you know, come up in the game or advice they need, you know, I wouldn't say advice you need to better yourself, because you can always better yourself on the way you want to better yourself. But I mean, like small attributes and things you can do, you know, like perfection of your flow. I mean, your wordplay, your consistency, you know, your concepts, the way you play with things, you know, the way you do things, the way you go about certain particular songs and how you make people feel with certain particular songs. You have to make people feel as if they can relate to you, you know, and give off the right type of image to the crowd you're trying to attract, is what I'm, you know. And probably as for people who are trying to get in the game, you know, I mean, the game right now is not really as hard as it is to get in. I mean, it is kind of hard to get in, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, it's so much free publicity right now in the world. I mean, we have the internet, we have the satellite radios, we have... the YouTubes, I mean, the Twitters, the Facebooks, the MySpaces, everything, you know. We have free poster put-ups, you know, you have your own people doing your own promotion, you know, your own flyers, you know. It's not really too much hard to get in the game, but you have to make sure when you get in the game, is this what you're going to do, you know? Don't get in the game to play, because this game will eat you up and swallow you and then spit you out very, very easily. So that's what I would give
wow.
to you.
I'm glad you already know that at a very young age. Somebody really taught you well.
Yeah. You know, just trying to be focused out here, you know?
Definitely. We're going to go into your song, OZ, a.k.a. 28 Graham. We're going to go into your song, Put It In Your, put You In The Game. I want you to go ahead and introduce this real quick, baby.
Yo, this your main man, Z, a.k.a. Mr. 28 Grams himself. You know, right now you're tuning into Lush Radio, and this right here is that new Fat Joe OZ featuring T-Pain, Put You In The Game.
Fat Joe, T-Pain, shawty. Shawty, I couldn't help but notice that you were sitting on the sideline. I got all of the material things that you need to get a new shot. I can put you in the game, and I can have you looking like you never seen. Baby, you bad as fuck, but when I'm done, you be looking so clean. Let me put you in the game now, so now. Paint it up, high heels, the chrome wheels. Standing up, Santa Claus, head to toe. Leather got stereo, see your trunk. Let me put you in the game.
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 And mommy,
distance from the Chris down, Chris down, anything you want to test the sit down, puffing on that haze, I'm talking piss down, gotta get that money inside, we get down, yeah, suicide doors, I'm so Cobain, Louis camel jacket, the bag is the same, these are Joey crack, you must be selling cocaine, cause they don't make no money like that in the rat game, Mr. Rain, man, yeah, I can make it rain, top blown off, and I ain't even aimed, Yankee hat back, the seats on lane, and no, that's not a car, that's a fucking
let
airplane.
Me put you in the game, man. Diamonds in your chain. You know we on the road blowing dro, getting dough. So all you gotta do is say yes, man. We can go.
Working on some stuff, you know.
this new record called Get It. Matter of fact, the record called Check with me, Joe, and Gucci, you know. They just let me know that they confirmed that they're going to go ahead and hop on that record with me. So me, Joe, and Gucci, y'all got to look out for. I got this new record, too, called Get It. That's crazy for the women. That right there is crazy for the women. So a lot of good positive things for these new projects.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Once again, can you tell everybody, you know, where they can check you out, your Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, so they can get at you and support what's going on, baby?
For my Twitter, you can go ahead and go to OZ, Mr., the number 28 grams, at gmail.com. That's for my Twitter as well. You know, it's just OZ, Mr., the number 28 grams. And then as for my Gmail, it'll be OZ, same thing, Mr. 28 grams, at gmail.com. Or if you're searching, you know, you can look me up on my MySpace at OZTheBoyBoy/MySpace.com. You know, so you can find me on all that there and whatnot. And, you know, you can search around for me on YouTube, on Worldstar, on That Piff. I got a couple of mixtapes that people can download for free, probably off of That Piff. You know, if you want to hear some stuff from me, I'm on ThatPiff.com. Right now, Satellite, you know, getting off on Lush Radio right now. So a couple good things you can look out for me.
That's what it is. We really proud of you. You know, being young and being into the game and stuff, you know, it's a lot of challenges, you know, and a lot of different things. But it seems like you've been schooled well, and I see nothing but prosperity and nothing but good things for you. As long as you stay humble as you are and keep grinding like you are, I expect nothing but success for you.
Appreciate it. That's all we're looking for right now is success.
Definitely. And somebody in the chat room asked me to ask you, what does 28 grams stand for? Where'd you get that name from?
What does 28 grams stand for? You know we got to be a little explicit on the radio now. Y'all know that now. We on the radio, so I can't be too explicit. But, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. You know, my name is OZ, abbreviated for ounce or ounces, you know. And Mr. 28 grams, you know, an ounce is 28 grams of whatever. I'm not going to get into general detail, but, you know, it is 28 grams of whatever. And that came into play because a lot of things me and my people, you know, like the kind of maneuver we do, you know, pertains to 28 grams of things. So that's how it came into play.
Oh, okay. That's definitely interesting. you know, I'm definitely appreciate you and hopefully we have you back again on the show. I know I got to wrap it up because I'm on. I know you're on time schedule with interviews, so. I'm definitely going to wrap it up. I want to tell you thank you, and I truly appreciate you coming through, and hopefully we can get you on again, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Anytime, you know, anytime you want to do some radio link up and we could talk, you know I'm here. Love, baby.
That's what it is. We're working on a mixtape, the 2011 draft pick, but I'll be hollering at Ernest in regards to getting an exclusive joint on the mixtape and stuff that we're going to be promoting soon.
Okay. Please do that. Please get at me. Oh, also as well, you know, for people who want to get at me, you know, probably ask for producers, you know, engineers or people, you know, who probably want to try to work with me and get to know me a little better, you can hit me up at my Gmail as well, OZMr28grams@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what... Truly appreciate you, man, and keep doing what you do, man. That's what it is, man.
Appreciate it. Lush Radio, baby, always. Love.
That's what it is. Peace. Appreciate you. And shout out to Ernest for strictly for the promo for providing us with this interview tonight. Tonight we're talking about Let's Talk About Business, and we just had the wonderful young man that came through with us, OZ, a.k.a. Mr. 28 Grams. He came through. He's one of the artists from Terror Squad, and he definitely very articulate, very intelligent young man, definitely has some skill. And I salute him. It was a great interview with him. I know he's on a schedule in regards to interview, so we were glad he took the time out to come and bless us on Lush Radio Online. We also have a young lady coming on from Lip Service, Inc. She'll be talking to us about her business and being an entrepreneur. And we're talking about business tonight, just getting your business together. And like I told you guys before, check out www.sba.gov and check out the part where it has scores, where they have counselors and different people that can sit down and definitely guide you in your business path and whatever your business need is. Call in at 347-826-7722. If you are an entrepreneur or a business owner, give us a call and tell us what you do and stuff. And I'm going to go back on the line and bring my boy Genius back on the line with us. Genius, what it do, baby? What you think about OZ's music?
I think it's pretty tight. You know what I'm saying? I think it's pretty tight. I wish him, you know, much success in the industry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, I'm a big supporter of Fat Joe from DITC days. So, you know, I wish him nothing but success. He's definitely with some good people. So I hope that, you know, he remains humble, open his mind to, you know, the experience in life and be successful with it.
Definitely. So I think he's very intelligent for, you know, being a young man in a game. He definitely sounds like he's been schooled already. And I think he's gonna be all right in this game, you know. I think he's actually gonna be all right. You know. And speaking about this industry in general, I was having a discussion when we had Troublesome on the show, very wonderful young lady hailing out of the Houston area. We were talking, and she was live on the show, and we were discussing the industry in general. The industry in general is worse than the streets. How you feel about that? I mean, the cutthroat situation is so cutthroat, it's crazy.
Right. I mean, I have to agree with you. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of crabs in the barrel. Everybody trying to, you know, to get theirs and willing to do whatever it takes to do it. So, I mean, and that's nothing new. You know, it's always been that. You know, you just really wasn't exposed to it until you was actually in it. That's why it's important to educate yourself and know the business, know the ins and outs of it, and surround yourself with the right people, because, you know, sometimes the people that are around you can ruin your success, destroy your business, your credibility, you know what I'm saying, your managers, you know, these people, they represent you. So if they not right, then it can make you not be right.
Definitely. And that's the truth. And one key point I want to talk about is with this industry situation, I would like everybody to start basically, doing, not using a middleman for any contracts or situations that you need to get done. Whoever you're dealing with, make sure you meet with that person directly, because you have a liability of somebody, you know, putting you in a bind or a situation. And if you don't have that contact directly with that person, sometimes, you know, you could get stuck. And whatever situation you're binded to, make sure that it's legit, because a lot of people are doing a lot of fraudulent business out here, and a lot of people are getting caught up in nonsense. I just had a client today, you know, she had a middleman that basically booked a venue, but their contract was up, but she was going through him. So now, basically, she's in a bind. If she doesn't get a solidification in regards to her doing their event there, basically, she has to look for another venue. Now, if she had that direct contact with that venue owner, this situation should have had never happened, because she would have had signed a contract with that venue owner, and then if they reneged on a contract, they would have got sued, right?
Definitely.
But, you know, when we go through third-party situations like this happen, you know, and also, you know, some of these people that quote-unquote call themselves promoters, a promoter can never guarantee a packed party, but a promoter can guarantee that there is some type of visual substance stating that you have done your job as a promoter. I have to see my flyer somewhere. There has to be some video or some pictures. You hit this spot. There has to be some viral information, and people have to be coming back to me saying something. You can't just say I'm a promoter and I only see the flyer one time, you know. Like, if you're dealing with promotions or dealing with a promoter, make sure that their credentials are certified. Make sure that you research and find other people that have, you know, have references in regards to the work they've done. You know, excuse me, you can't, that's, oh, that was really big. But you can't go and that's that chicken back there. That was that chicken. But this is live radio, so this situation is happening. So, you know, you can't rely on people on what they say and what they do, especially in this business, you know? Especially in this business. And another thing that happened, right? You book a date for an event, right? You book a date for an event, and see, when you guys are doing events, don't, if you haven't solidified your event, don't actually give all the insight in regards to the event, because somebody is liable to take that idea and run with it, or take that same date you're doing at an event and go cutthroat. If you say, I'm going to do it at this venue, and they decide they didn't have an event going on, but just because I want to be spiteful, I'm going to book that venue just because I don't want you to use it. That's some spiteful shit right there. For real, seriously, you know. So I advise you guys, if you're doing events or anything like that, keep it to yourself until everything is solidified for you. You got the date locked in, you got your venue locked in, and just bring them in later on in the situation, you know, versus, you know, bringing them in the beginning and they're liable to go do their own thing. And sometimes when it comes to promotions, I'm not trying, but this is almost like the 48 laws of power. Sometimes you have to be stingy with things. You got to be stingy with your ideas. You got to be stingy with certain things because of the conflict of interest. People will try you in this business. If you don't have a thick skin, if you don't have a thick skin in this business, you'll be crying every single day, honestly. You will be crying every single day. And I don't think you people want to cry every single day in regards to business. So we try to kind of, like, help you guys and definitely getting your business together. And like I said, definitely, you know, make sure that you get your business together. And going into 2011, some of the things, the key points that I want you guys to do right now, I want you guys to start analyzing your long-term goals and your short-term goals. You know, and if you don't know what a short-term goal is, I'll tell you. A short-term goal is something that is realistically that you can actually achieve or do in a short period of time. Like, maybe I can go and apply for my driver's license. I can go and apply for school. I want to go and do my resume and apply for a new job. You know, just, you know, short-term situations. Long-term situations, I want to save up money and get a car. I want to go and I want to buy a house. I want to get married. You know, long-term. So we need to start doing that short-term and long-term list. Sometimes I incorporate my short-term and long-term list with my New Year's resolution. Now, half of us as Americans, we always say, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. And you know you're the same pounds you were last year. Or you might have had gained 40 more. Now, if you really want to do something and you want to put it on your goal list, we have to stay dedicated and we have to train ourselves to be disciplined and pay attention to detail. We have to do it. That's the only way we'll be able to accomplish our goals. Now, for people that are procrastinators, you're not going to be able to be successful in business if you procrastinate. When you want to get business done, you have to do it immediately, get it done, and make sure that you have it and you cross-check it and make sure that everything is squared away. You know, so, you know, we have to definitely log down our short-term and long-term goals when it comes to business, you know. a lot of us actually don't have a plan on what we want to do in life. And I believe that if you don't write down a plan and a plan of execution, you're going to feel like you're stagnated in your life. How many people in the United States of America, or some of our listeners calling at 347-826-7722, feel like they're stagnated in their life and they feel like they haven't progressed anymore? You know, you're like, oh, I got a job. At least I got a job. I got a roof over my head, but you're still not in your own place. And, you know, I get to where I need to do, but I don't have a car. And, you know, I'm doing the same thing every day. Does that feel like progression to you? I don't think so. Every single year, you should be trying to strive to do something better in your life, whether it's going back to school or doing something, starting your own business. You should be able to accomplish a goal every single year. I can say honestly, the things that I have accomplished in the past year, I was homeless at one time. I told myself I wasn't going to be homeless again. I got out of that. I got out of that. I wanted a better job. I got that. I wanted to start my own business. I did that. I wanted to start my own radio show. My own radio show became a radio station. I did that. I wanted to be able to start a women's empowerment group. I did that. I wanted to be able to give back as much as I can. I did that. You know, I wanted to be able to do PR. I did that. I wanted to get a camera and do photography. I did that. I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to keep fighting for my VA stuff, and I finally got that. And I wanted to go back to school, and I registered and did all my stuff, and I'm starting school November the 22nd. I just gave them the last bit of my paperwork. And I'll be attending the University of Kaiser. They're located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'll be finishing my degree in 3 years and 5 months. And once I do that, I'll be able to walk across the stage and stuff. And if you want to do things in life, you have to do it because nobody else is going to do it for you. You know, I wanted to be able to create a team of people that would be able to network and do things, and I did that. So, it feels good when you can go on your list of things that you've done in your life and say, wow, I did a lot of things in my life. Because I have some people that I ask them, what are your short term? I don't know. I never even thought about anything. I thought you do the typical stuff of get a job, I have a place to live. That's not typical life. You know, no one wants to do redundant things over and over again. But how do you feel about that, genius? In regards to some of the statements I made.
Well, I mean, first I want to, you know, salute and say congratulations on what you're doing, because you're doing far more than what, you know, the average person is doing and probably need to be doing, and that's trying to, you know, further yourself. A lot of people, and I deal with a lot of people on a daily basis, and it's sad that so many people are caught up in lives that, you know, they're living for the day without any plan. They're not thinking about tomorrow, and when tomorrow comes, they're not prepared for it. You know, the worst thing that we can do is not plan, you know, because that only leads to failure. You know, I mean, in my book, that's unacceptable for me, but, you know, that's just my opinion. I think that all people in life should have some type of forward positive progression in life, you know, whether that's going to school, starting your business, your own business, you know, whatever it is, even if it's bettering yourself to be able to better perform on a job or field that you're already in, you know, some type of forward progression, I think, is, you know, needed. And it also gives us a sense of purpose, and the rewards are always great. You know, we definitely have to have that, you know, we definitely have to have a plan. That's just like you were speaking on business as far as planning. You know, you can set goals, you can have your long-term goals, and then you set short-term goals for those long-term goals and even shorter goals for those to ensure that you have stepping stones that you can follow to see the level of your achievements. You know, and even set incentives for yourself to be able to keep yourself motivated and focused so you're not being lackadaisy or procrastinating, because that definitely is your worst enemy.
Definitely, and I find a lot of people feel I don't know the source of procrastination. I guess sometimes people get in their comfort zone, or maybe it's like laziness. But we have to get out of that if we want to be successful in business in general. Another thing, networking events and things like that that people attend. The number one key thing to do is do callbacks, follow-ups. A lot of you guys get business cards and all kinds of stuff, and you meet a big connect, and by the time you get back to them, it might be next year. And that contact number might have had changed or email might have changed, and you didn't get a chance to build that relationship because you procrastinated and you didn't follow up. And we have to follow up when it comes to situations like that. We have to follow up and build that rapport and that relationship. Even though you might not do an actual event or do some kind of business with them at that time, you want to build that rapport so later on you can come back and say, hey, man, I got this thing going on. I would like you to be involved with it, you know. So building rapport when it comes to building business means a lot. And once again, like I reiterate all the time, never burn bridges in this industry because this industry is so small. Whether it's the music industry, corporate America, whatever it is, don't burn bridges because at the end of the day, everybody's connected to somebody in some way. And you might be like, I'll never see this guy again or this female again. And that female you might have had did dirty, she might be the owner or co-partner or co-founder of some situation you're trying to deal with. And maybe that bad experience might stop you for that deal, you know. So we definitely need to watch how we move in this industry. Like I said, once again, log on to www.sba.gov. Make sure you check us out on www.lushradioonline.com. We will be having the owner of Lip Service, Inc. live on the show with us on Lush Radio Online. She's also a survivor of the Katrina storm also, so she's going to be talking to us tonight and coming from that tragedy and, you know, building her her business and everything like that. So she's going to be talking to us with that. Also, we have a networking event that's going down November the 18th at Mimosas in the Bronx, New York. You can check it out. It's all over Twitter if you're following us at Lush Radio Online. It's all over Twitter. It's located on the website at www.lushradioonline.com, and it's also located on the Facebook, CEO Lush Radio Online, or the fan page, Lush Radio Online. Check it out. And we invite you to come through because most of the proceeds will be going to our Give Thanks dinner that we do every year to feed the homeless and single parents and, you know, children that are out there that, you know, might not have Thanksgiving and want a warm meal. So the proceeds from that networking event will be going to our Give Thanks dinner, which will be happening Sunday, the 21st of this week. For more information, you can contact e2kmagazine at gmail.com, or you can email me at CEOLushRadioOnline at gmail.com. And if you would like to be a sponsor, or if you would like to donate something, or if you would like to be a server to assist, let us know. Everyone needs to help somebody in some way. Also, there's a Hip Hop for the Homeless this week also in the Baltimore area. There's a commercial that Boots from Hood Punishers put together. It's located on my Facebook at CEO Lushy Lush. It's located on there, so check that out. It's going down this week on the 19th, and it's a lot of charitable events that's going on. Make sure, even if it's not our Give Thanks dinner, try to find something that you can help somebody, or even if it's people in your neighborhood, make some sandwiches or something and give them out. Do something to give back on this cold season of Thanksgiving. And, you know, be thankful that you're able to breathe and be able to do things out here in life, because some people aren't able to do stuff out here, you know. So on top of that, there's an event going down November the 17th is going down at G's Nightclub. It's Idols and Icons, Over Mars coming straight from Jamaica, and DJ Shampoo. For more information, you can log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Genius, you want to talk to us about your business and where they can contact you and tell them some of the things you do, Genius?
Sure. Of course, you can hit me on Twitter at GNE. OUS. You can check out my website at www.gneousmusic.com. In a nutshell, basically, we're an independent recording label and music production company. We also do video as well as one of the parts of our business. I partnered with my brother. We also have Genius Creative Solutions, and what we basically do is creatively we improve the way companies actually do business, you know, using engineering technology. Everything from networking, communications, working with routing systems, switching systems, databases, programming. Without going into a lot of detail, we basically improve the way companies do business. We also do design services. And each day, you know, we're coming up with different things to, you know, expand upon what we've already established. We've been actually doing that since 99 and still here. You know, knocking on wood. But and each year, you know, we're getting better and better. And by the process of doing it, it allowed me to actually network and meet a lot of great people, especially such as yourself, you know.
That's what's up. And it's been an honor to meet you also. And a special shout-out to DJ DNA out of Baltimore, also the manager of Paula Campbell. Today is his birthday, so shout-out to DJ DNA. Happy birthday to him. The other thing I wanted to state was if you're looking for websites to get done, if you're looking for a website to get done, we do websites, 3-day turnaround time. You know, definitely hit me up at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com. You need photography at your event to take pictures, instant photos. We do that also. Give us a phone call. We're only a phone call away. Hit me up at you can hit me up at 202. Hold on 1 second, because I just got a new number. But you can email me at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com. I'm about to give you guys that number right now, and contact us in regards to getting you know, the photography done, and we also do PR work and stuff like that. Good thing for PR people, be on point. Don't just jump into the whole PR situation and you have no contacts. It's not good to be a PR and have no contacts. You got to have contacts before you say you're going to do PR. You know, seriously. What good are you if you have no contacts? What do you think, Genius?
Well, you definitely got to be about the business, because, I mean, if you just can't say, hey, I'm going to be a PR person and that person needs, you know, to reach out to certain people and you have no type of connection or association with them in no way, you can't help them. You know, that's mandatory as far as your business. And any business you do, I always say, be about your business and know your business. You know what I'm saying? It's very important to be able to do that and be successful. And too many times we wind up in situations where, you know, those types of things happen. Like you were speaking of promotion, I just had a friend of mine who just had a catastrophe happen in Atlanta because of, you know, a wannabe promoter. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's important to do the background on people so that, you know, you can avoid those types of situations. You know,
people get excited when money is involved, okay? And a lot of people, you know, claim to be certain things, and they're not. So, you know, we have to do research. We always say research all the time, because, you know, you can get a promoter, and, yeah, a lot of people can make folks flyers. I've seen people make fake flyers and state that they promoted all these events, but no one's heard of them in their state. Now, that's ODing, you know, but
right.
Some people do that. You know, and like I said, for the photos, you can contact me at 202-527-9176. That's my business line. Contact us, and we'll definitely get you squared away in regards to photos and stuff like that and websites, so hit us up. But, yeah, you know, you got people that take it to the extreme, you know, just the lie, you know, and people, this is just like politicians. They lie to get into candidacy, but that doesn't mean they have to follow through with everything. Once the people get the money in their head, I believe in integrity, and a lot of people don't have integrity in this business. So once they get their money in their hand, they're like, forget you, you know? So it's just crazy. So it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. So we definitely need to get it together and, you know, learn about getting that business together. We're going to go into a song, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business, and we should have the young lady from Lip Service, Inc., Ty, live in the building with us. I'm going to go into Eminem Not Afraid, because don't be afraid to jump out there and walk on faith and create your business, create your entity, create your brand. That's what you're selling. And we're going to be back in a second. Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
Everybody,
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feed it beans. It's catched up. If it thinks it's stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those fools are telling me I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams or buts, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse, album be still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, you're villains. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed. CD was aired, perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, quick, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. The fucking black crowd still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these more. They're doing jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, for taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more beat slingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single. Cut the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up, cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
I'm sitting here talking and I was on mute. But you know what? This is live internet radio, so things happen like that. So basically, I want to thank everybody tonight. We're going to have a beautiful young lady, Ty, from Lip Service Inc., a wonderful woman, entrepreneur. She survived from Katrina and migrated to Houston, got co-signed by Pimp C, rest in peace, started a business, and she's been successful ever since, and she's been touching the hearts of a lot of people out in Houston and in different states, and you know, she's going to talk to us about her challenges and business and how she started off her whole entire business, Lip Service Inc., and, you know, everything that she does. So we're going to talk with her tonight on Let's Talk About Business. And that Not Afraid song went out to all those people over there. Sometimes you can't be afraid in life to start your own business or to walk out on faith to do something that, you know, you believe in, you know. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. You understand? And every movement starts from one idea. So we're going to bring on the beautiful Ty of Lip Service Inc. Greetings, hey. Greetings, young lady.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Excellent that you're live on the line with us, young lady.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I love Lush Radio. I'm a Lush. I'm a Lush.
That's what's up. She's a Lush and she's online. I'm going to go ahead and give you some love right now. You know.
Thank you.
Give you some claps and everything, you know.
Thank you.
You got that little soft voice like Mia X. Shout out to my big sister Mia X. I got them little soft little.
Oh voices. My goodness. Absolutely, absolutely love Mia. And you know, since I have been a teenager, I have been compared to Mia in voice and in face. She had a white legend, and my mom had a white 929, and I would pull up to a club named Whispers and give, like, two Mia autographs. Now that we're friends, I can laugh about it, but it was I don't know, it was pretty crazy. But, yes, I love Mia X. She's a legend, and it just feels good to say her name because she's awesome.
She's a sweetheart. She's definitely a Lush Radio supporter. And that's my big sister. I love her to death. She's looking good, man. She looks good.
She does. Do you know what she does to stay awesome sexy? Did she tell you? She'll tell you.
Yeah, she told me about what she does and stuff and everything.
Right.
And has she shown you, what'd you say?
It's bounce. It's like bounce exercise.
Yeah.
Like she told me
she do that bounce. See, that's that typical dance that comes out of Houston, that bounce music. And I've seen a couple of, you know, I think it's You Think You Can Dance. They actually were doing it. One of the dancers had done it. And that bounce music is definitely hype, though. She gets her bounce music on, and she off the hook with that doll room. Have you seen her doll room? That she has with all them dolls?
I need to see it. I saw pictures. I can only imagine. Did you say Bounce came out of Houston? I didn't know that. I thought it came out of New Orleans with, like, bounce music. Bounce dance?
No, I'm talking about the dance, the actual dance. I've actually seen it out of people actually coming out of Houston. When I had researched the dance, I've seen it coming out of Houston. Most of the people, I've seen them doing it out of there, that area.
Really? Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. Because, you know, New Orleans is known for bounce music. We have, like, Sissy Novi, Messy Maya, rest in peace. Oh, my God, so many different bounce artists. And you can find, like, so many different bounce moves. You just go to YouTube. It's crazy. It's a whole phenomenon.
Yeah, but the bounce thing is, like, really fast, though. Like, I was watching. I was like, I don't even know how she do it, because I was looking at it. I was like, that's some serious moving over there and stuff. But she looks good. She looks good for her age, and she's doing her thing. I'm very proud of her. She's my big sis. But let's talk about you. The focus is on you right now with the whole Lip Service Inc. and you coming out of the whole Katrina situation and, you know, going through that and inspiring you to create your whole business and doing your thing. Talk to us about that whole situation and what, you know, actually pushed you to start your business? I know you got co-signed by Pimp C, rest in peace, and stuff, mm-hmm. but talk to us.
Wow. Well, I was a writer in New Orleans. I'm on your website, by the way. I love your website. I was a writer in New Orleans. I was a writer in New Orleans, and I was a voiceover artist and a painter. And I was just doing my thing and having an awesome time. And I wrote for about four amazing publications. And after Katrina, I just found myself in Houston. My family home was not ready to move back in, and I just figured I would just set my stakes here in Houston, and that's what I did. And I love literacy. I've always loved literacy, and I would always jump at doing book reviews at the magazines that I wrote for and find really fun ways to make it interesting because, you know, reading could be boring to some people, but I just always found it to be so relaxing. And that's just how it kicked off. And then Pimp C got out, and I thought to myself, this interview would be really, really, really essential. And really funny story, before Lip Service was even a thought, Lip Service Inc. was even a thought, I worked for Juice Magazine. And I was supposed to do the story of Pimp C for Juice Magazine, but when they got it, it wasn't really what they were looking for. And it's, you know, I don't know, maybe I think the word was it was too artsy. And I gave Chad a call and I told him about it. And I was just like, I still want to use the interview. And Lip Service Inc. was the name of my open mic back in New Orleans. And I already had the URL. And I just put an audio format on it and I ran the interview. And me and Pimp C talked about books for about 20 minutes. He loved James Patterson, which is his favorite author. And I loved that component, that raw component of hip-hop artists talking freely about literacy and having a direct format for that. And, mm-hmm. and then that's how it started. That's how it started.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And you getting into his mind and talking about that, and, you know, rest in peace, Pimp C. How did you feel once you heard the news of his passing and you sharing that moment with him, you know, and reflecting? How did that make you feel?
It was really, first of all, when I came to Houston, I am not even gonna lie, I didn't know anyone. I didn't it wasn't like I came here and just made a couple of calls and got on, as some would say. I didn't know anyone. It just so happened that in the grocery store, because I was still living in the hotel, but in the grocery store, there's this lady in the grocery store. Her name was Big Baby. Big Baby. I'm telling you. And when I say Big Baby, she looked like a big baby. I mean, she had to be about – but I'm serious. No, she's awesome. I feel like I have to give you her illustration. She had to be about 6'1", about 350. She had about 8 kids with her. 8 kids, like different, like stepping stone kids, all of them nicely dressed, you know. And something just told me, you know, she can handle all these kids. She knows people. And I just walked up to her and I was like, hey, my name is Thais, and seems like I'm going to be living here for a while. And I just want you to know who I am. Like, can we exchange numbers and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, okay, yeah, I'm Big Baby. And she knew, she kind of knew, you know. She took me to Frenchie's. She was the first person to take me to Frenchie's, which is a real big chicken spot down here. And just so happens, her sister knew a guy that had a studio that also did film, that was filming a commercial that Pimp C was shooting. He was exchanging a set of 3 rims. He was exchanging 3 rims. He was giving him 3 sets of rims to do a commercial. And I was just like, I've got to get at this commercial shoot. I have to get here. And I was going down to New Orleans to take, you know, insurance pictures and, you know, like just going down to New Orleans. But I rushed back to make it, and I couldn't make it. He was leaving the commercial shoot. And as I called the guy that was doing the film, thanks to Big Baby's sister who knew the guy, and I just said, I said, just give him the phone. And I gave him the phone, and he got on the phone, and oh my God, his voice is just like velvet. I've never heard anything so smooth. And I was just like, hey, my name's Thais. at that time I worked for Juice Magazine. I said, I worked for Juice Magazine, and my job was to do a story on you. They didn't give me any leads. I know you don't know me. There's really probably no way you can go and see my work because everything's kind of crazy online with the magazines I wrote for, but I'm going to be in New Orleans. I don't want to speed. I'm going to be in Houston in about 4 hours. Where are you going to be? I just want to come wherever you are and just get about 2 hours of your time. I don't do gossip. You don't have to worry about me bringing any groovies or nobody. It's just going to be me and my dog, my puppy, Mr. Lyrics. And he was just like, he didn't say anything. And then he just was like, I. and then he just gave me his number. And I met him at a studio called Studio 7303, which is a very, very popular studio here in Houston. And everybody was there. I mean, Bun B and Slim Thug, and nobody really kind of knew who I was. I was just kind of sitting there. And my dog was outside with the windows down. And I just waited patiently for him, and he was just like, you know, you seem like you're on a smooth tip. You know, we can't do it here. And we went to Hotel Derrick, where he had a suite, and right there in the front, we didn't even go, you know, to the bedroom area, nothing crazy like that. I just sat there with the recorder, and we talked for about 4 or 5 hours till we both literally was falling asleep. But I recorded about 50 minutes of it, and I air it unedited on Lip Service Inc., where he talked about everything from FEMA to books and art and how grateful he was to Bun B and how so many people get forgotten when they go to jail and just how grateful he was to Bun. But ultimately, what I liked about it was that he was just had such free will to talk about his new passion for literacy. He had more time now than he ever had being in jail for 4 years, and he read more. And I just thought that was really interesting. I had never really heard a hip-hop artist interviewed at length like that about books. And it was just something that I wanted to capture from everyone. And it became my passion. When I heard that he was killed, when I heard that he wasn't here with us anymore, it was devastating because he was such a deep person. And I just knew he had so much to give to the whole UGK empire, and I just hoped that enough of that energy had been captured in studios, because he said that he was so diligently working in the studios and trying to make up for lost times, and that's why I just look forward to hear different and more Tim C projects, because I don't think that it's over with him. You know what I mean? As opposed to giving us new things to listen to.
Definitely, definitely. The whole concept of Lip Service Inc., you know, behind the bookmark, which I think is a great slogan right there. It just fascinates me, you know, being the person that you are, you tap into every different variation of art in its different forms. And literacy is something that we really need to attack as us as African Americans, our youth. A lot of them, you know, some of the children, you know, being in the me being a former teacher in the school system, you know, it's a lot of our children are getting passed on, and a lot of them they can't read, you know, and we have a high majority because a lot of people don't take the time out, and some of the parents are so caught up in this fast everyday life that they have to work so many jobs to keep a roof over their head. You know, literacy sometimes is kind of pushed to the side. So you being an advocate for literacy, I commend you on that, honestly.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Definitely tight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't make me the coolest all the time, because, you know, a lot of artists are, you know, not particularly trained to talk about literacy or their favorite books. But, I mean, I don't know. I really strongly believe that reading is for all ages, and everyone is excited about reading. They just haven't found that right book, you know. And that's what I like to think all of us are here to do. I don't know. It sounds so corny. Oh, that sound corny, didn't it?
No, it was cute. Okay, we got callers on now. We're going to bring the callers on in a quick second. The question, since somebody said in the chat room, they said since you're a voiceover artist, they want you to give your best voice over voice, saying whatever, anything.
Hi.
Your voice over voice.
Oh, goodness. Okay. log in to Lush Radio online to experience all things lush and lavish.
Yay! That was so cute.
There you go.
That's what's up. We definitely appreciate that one. We're going to bring the other callers online and later on the show. I want to talk about this, since you're into art and books and just, you know, transitions in the different genders and, you know, different areas of art. I want to talk about this Kanye West Runaway film and everything, because we've had different breakdowns of the video and stuff like that. I want to know how you feel about it later on in the interview, but I want to go ahead and bring two wonderful people that I deal with all the time, Genius, live on the line from the DMV, and the beautiful Ebony from California, who provided us with this wonderful interview.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
What's up? Thanks, Ebony, for bringing this wonderful young lady on the show with us tonight. It's a long overdue interview. We should have had done it with her beautiful self live on the line with us.
I know.
Definitely. And thank you, Thais, for coming on and, you know, and telling your story.
I'm excited. Thank you. Feels good. I'm a Lush. Where's my Lush shirt? I want a shirt that says I'm a Lush, and then Lush Radio Online in the back.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that I make a special order just for you.
I want my Lush shirt. I'm serious. Just look where I am. I have my girl with me, Curly. So say hello, Curly.
Hello.
And we're all just hanging out. She's coming to pick up an order from my art store. She ordered some clips for one of her awesome parties that I hate I'm going to miss. But I'm just hanging out in my office, and I really feel like a little Lush. I feel like a little Lush. And I just wanted to share that. And that's just marketing at its best, because this is all happening on the phone, but I still feel embodied by the whole Lush rush. I'm catching the Lush rush is what I'm doing.
Wow. That's a slogan. Got to write that down real quick.
Write it down. Take a picture.
The Lush rush.
There you go.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I definitely love Thais. She is excellent, wonderful young lady, and she is the true essence that embodies just a wonderful woman. And guys, definitely you got to support what she has going on with lipsurfaceinc.com.
INK.
It's INK, Inc. Not the INC.
And you know, it's no sexual awesomeness behind that either. I use my lips, my service, and my ink to extend the awareness of literacy.
Damn, that sounds so sensual.
Right.
I want to touch you right
Thank
now.
You.
I want to touch you. Yeah.
Touch me, girl. Touch me in the morning. That's right.
Did you see the way? Did you hear the way she said that? She's like, damn. Well, that's what it is, man. And I think that's definitely hot right there. And she gave the whole breakdown of it. Ebony, you got any questions for Thais?
Yes, Thais, I wanted to know for you to tell our listeners, how do you go about distributing your bookmarks, and what other things are you planning on providing for your customers?
Well, it's a great question, Ebony. Well, this is a business. You know, it started with passion, because I just wanted to let people know I was still here, and I didn't really have time, like most business owners, to think of something that made, you know, that made sense right then. I just wanted to let people know I was here, I was still alive, and, you know, it was just this whole movement of awareness that I wanted to bring and let people know that, you know, my magazines, may have caught, you know, been underwater, but I'm still here. And I'll find myself reading more, and that's when the bookmark became so important. And then I just thought to myself, this is it. This is my tool. You know, I want people to read with me wherever they are, because I had friends now. They were all over the world. I mean, now since the storm, people have evacuated and relocated to literally all over the world. I have friends now that live in as far as Paris. I mean, they really have just found their own places all over the world. And I figured bookmarks were fundamental and fun to do simultaneously. And I got with some of my friends who live different places, which was hard to do. We were all on the phone, and told them to just think about the places that's being really nice to us, being that we're from New Orleans. You know, what bookstores are you going to? What galleries have you visited? You know, being in this new space, because I was in Houston and I was going to the Natural Museum of Science, taking an exhibit, things I would have never done if it wasn't for Katrina. And when I went there, I would meet, you know, the curator, and I would give him bookmarks. So that was a spot that I penetrated due to Katrina. And most of my friends who are awesome artists and radio personalities and painters, you know, they were doing their own thing. And that's how it started. They all came back with addresses. I got on the phone with them and told them about lipservicing.com and just basically took about an hour for each call and made hundreds of calls. And some told me no, and I got more yeses and nos, and we came up with a really cool list of bookstores and galleries and little cute boutiques and mom-and-pop cafes, places that really don't mind seeing the bookmarks come and go and getting new collections. And that started costing money, lots of money. And I would be interviewing people, and I got a call from a really nice person that was like, how are you doing this? How are you making this happen? At this point, I was in a one-bedroom on assistance due to Katrina, and I just said, I'm just doing it, you know. I sold my art. And he said, well, you know, how do you do it? I said, well, I do a collection every month. I do one collection every month, and I put different pictures of people who hold the bookmarks at this point, Spike Lee, Bun B, Slim Thug, so many people that took bookmark pictures. I was just doing a cute little collage every month. And he says, I want to sponsor a collection. And I was like, really? And I told him I'd give him a call back, and I looked at all my receipts and kind of came up with it. It just kind of came out of thin air. And that was about 4 years ago. And now it's a little bit more professional, and every month there's a different collection that goes out, and we have a waiting list of sponsors, and we still do the same thing but with awesome supporters. And now I'm really excited because we have our first music sponsor, who's his name is Focus, and he just won his first Latin Grammy, and he produced 3 tracks on Christina Aguilera's album, and it went gold. So now I have really awesome bookmark sponsors, and that's really what we do. One package, one collection, one sponsor, 1 month. And every month we're very excited to build the brand of literacy with another sponsor, if that makes any sense. Does it?
That's awesome.
That's definitely awesome.
So is each bookmark like a different design for each sponsor, or it's the same one, or how does it go?
How it goes is really pretty awesome. The fact that I only work with one company a month, which is almost the opposite of every other media forum, I'm able to work one-on-one with them and get on the phone with their marketing people and just see what their vision is. And we basically just piggyback on whatever current promotional campaign that they have. Right now, our bookmark collection sponsor is AFAM Entertainment, and created by Bernard Edwards. And he's the son of Bernard Edwards Jr., who co-founded Chic with Nile Rodgers. And he had a different vision. He had been with Aftermath for 7 years, and, you know, right under Dr. Dre, and he really was thirsty to let people know that he was a producer and that he wanted to do his own thing. So we designed his bookmark collection to feature his 2 artists. And we just did an original imprint and did a collection and sent him the JPEG. He approved. it went to print, and it came back a collection. And that's generally the type of energy I like to exude with every bookmark sponsor. Because I still want to keep that down-home flavor, and I can't forget how it started, me just sending them to my friends.
Wow! We might have to be a bookmark sponsor to get in the
Thank
collection.
You.
Maybe a Lush Radio or Street Queens.
That'll be awesome. Absolutely awesome. And I'm so happy you said that, because we've had the Black Enterprise publisher vice president. I'm sorry, Alfred Edmond, to come on. I'm on two radio stations right now, and Lip Service Inc. was really created to befriend any brand. Like, it would be an awesome honor to have Essence on the back of a bookmark or Lush Radio, because literacy is important in every book and everywhere. And when they're not reading, they need to do something.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also, you know, it's a marketing tool also. You know, you're solidifying your brand, and you're incorporating another brand onto it, and it's basically like it's less work for the other person, I guess, in a way. Like, okay, well,
yeah.
You're promoting it, and still you're still promoting a positive cause of literacy at the you know, at the same time. I think it's a wonderful concept, and
thank you very much.
I see nothing but continued success and everything that you're doing. Jeannie, do you have a question for Thais?
Oh, man. First, I want to commend you. I mean, it's nothing like someone who has a plan and who's very articulate, by the way. And
thank you.
And, you know, rise above adversity, because, I mean, I personally was down there as a part of the aid in, you know, New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit, and that's a lot for anybody to endure, and to come out of that and do the things that you're doing, you know, I commend you. You know, and I'm definitely an advocate for literacy. So, you know, we need to educate our people. More people need to pick up a book and read.
I'm sorry. I get a little shaken up to think about it. It does. And, you know, I haven't really slowed down. I have not slowed down since. I literally got to work as soon as the storm hit, and I think it's been a part of my therapy, honestly, the constant work. I can't believe we're 5 years later, basically, is what I'm saying.
Definitely. And what is your motivation, Thais, that keeps you – what is your motivation? Is it the whole aspect of everything that you went through? What is your motivation?
Well, I created – okay, first of all, before Lip Service Inc., I have an art store in ThaisianObjects.com, and I sold it in the French Quarters of New Orleans and at my open mic. And after Katrina, I found myself in Houston, and my little network had diminished. You know, my little boutique and urban shop store owners who wouldn't mind carrying a few of my pieces, they weren't there anymore. And I was like, oh, my God, now I just have the website, which I really just use for tourists. You know, most of my money was made locally. And I thought to myself, what type of package would I want to invest in as an art store owner? And then that's when, you know, the bookmark whole thing came about, and that's really all I was promoting there for a while, because that's how I was able to pay the bills, through my art, selling my little canvases, and, you know, I make these little clips and just different little odd things. And I just thought to myself, as an online store owner, what could I invest in that would be worthwhile? And that's when the bookmarks became effective. And that's really how Lip Service Inc. kind of came about, because every guest that's been interviewed gets an enticing object, which is the name of my little art store. I'm going to be sending you guys some enticing objects, too. Now, that store is about 10 years old. Yeah.
Yay.
And see that? Yeah. So, really, it's so funny, because, I mean, so many people through Lip Service Inc., but I have an art store that's why I kind of created Lip Service Inc.
Yeah, your passion for art is just so wonderful. I actually took the time to check out the art that you do, and these clips are so cute. If you guys take a chance to check out the site. You can go and click on shop and look at them. They're inexpensive. They are very reasonable in price, and they're like really unique little artsy like clips for photos. And you know, she has magnets and canvases and all kinds of different things. I encourage everybody to definitely support her, and we need more people to support, you know, black owned businesses. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in the Jewish you know, community, the dollar rotates several times, you know, and we need to start doing that more in our community. And I implore everybody to definitely support her in what she's doing right now, you know?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it means a lot to me. I'm going to be sending each one of you guys an enticing object too. I'm painting them right now.
Wow, I'm like so excited right now. We get gifts. I'm going to take a picture with mine, okay, and I'll be posting up. I like that. That's definitely hot. I love her to death. I already love her. I'm going to have to snatch her up and put her in my pocket. Definitely, I definitely love her. I love Thais. Let's talk about being a woman in business. What are some of the challenges that you face being a woman in business?
Let's see. First of all, we would just have to talk about the challenges of being a woman. You're a woman before you're a woman in business, you know what I mean? So if you can just think about some of the challenges that you go through as a woman, you just add business to it. It's really not, it's not that difficult. I think one of the biggest challenges for me was doing it without any money. I had no money to start up my little business. So most of it was a lot of bartering and people just trusting in what this girl was doing. And, you know, it was so frustrating because I had so much going on at one time. And I was in a brand new city. And, I mean, it just was, I don't know, I'm still going through it. And I think that's one of the reasons that makes me, I don't know, I guess a businesswoman that can stay sane, is that I'm really honest about it. I'll tell you, you know, if you're my client, it's really, I'm trying this week. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Or give me a moment. Like, I guess with the whole storm thing and people knowing that I lost everything, one of the burdens that was taken away from me was lying and faking it until we make it. They know that I lost everything. I can't step into a club like I'm fly when people know I don't have no baby pictures. You know what I mean? So I really got a chance to just be open and honest about my real situation and start off conversations and friendships at a very real space. And I took that space to business. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to meet a lot of real friends because, I mean, it was no bullshit. It was really just what it was. This is what I do, and I love books, and I do my little art pieces, and how can I help you?
What's your favorite book? What is that book that speaks to you, that favorite book? If you could choose out any book out there, what's that favorite book that touches your heart?
My favorite book is Where the Wild Things Are.
Are you serious?
My dad would read it to me every night. My mom's a pharmacist, and she would work late, and my dad's a car salesman, and he would come home early, and he would read that book, and I absolutely loved it. When the movie came out, my boyfriend took me, and I cried through the whole movie. He didn't even understand what was going on. It was just it was emotional. Yeah,
wow.
But that's my favorite book. I think it's absolutely awesome. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
You know what? I was shocked when that movie came out because I never thought they would do a movie to it. Because you remember when Reading Rainbow came out? They had Reading Rainbow on. They had that book on there. And I was like, wow. And then they, you know, I think coming up at that time, they didn't really have that book around this time with the new era of kids. But I think everybody had to read that book coming up, you know, in the ranks. And I read that book, and I was like, man, this is a cool book. It scared me. I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, I was scared a little bit with where the wild things are.
It is. But, I mean, it's cool, and if you really, really, really look at it, you know, it's kind of like how we are nowadays, and especially being urban business professionals, you know, we're just kind of thrown into a jungle, and we just kind of got to figure things out and hope that the people we trust don't hurt us, and just try to do things as right as we can, even when we don't know if it's right, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense. I took my daughter to see the movie. It was an excellent movie. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to the guys, Ebony and Genius. You can ask your questions, and we're going to talk about this Kanye West video slash movie slash cinematography and all that jazz. But go ahead, guys. You got some more questions for Thais?
I'll let Ebony go first.
Ebony, you there?
I talk a lot, guys. I'm sorry. Am I wearing your mouth out?
No, she might either put herself on mute. Ebony, you there? Okay, we're going to go with Genius. Genius, go ahead and ask Thais a question. She should be back on in a second. Thais.
Okay. What inspired you to want to be an entrepreneur, I mean, in the beginning? Like, what drove you to want to even start your own business?
What motivated me to start my own business? I come from a very long line of entrepreneurs. My father was my grandfather and my great uncle was the first African American men to have a moving company in New Orleans, and my mom's cousin was the first African American on a New York Stock Exchange. And you know, I think I had a little babysitting ring. I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to always just do my own little thing, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you were born leader. I think you were born to, you know, run your own business. And I really commend you because, you know, not everybody can do that and come from, you know, a tragic situation and make it from nothing. And you know what, that's what I say sometimes, because I've been homeless before, and, you know, starting over and just walking out on faith takes a lot of guts, and not everybody has it, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, it takes a lot of guts, and sometimes you have to come over that fear. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but regardless, I'm going to do it. So I commend you for doing it. Definitely.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, say it again.
No, I was going to ask you, what is the number one key thing when it comes to advice to giving the people, our listeners out there, in regards to business? Some of your top three things to do or must have when you're starting your own business.
The biggest advice that I could probably give is to it's going to sound so corny. I used to listen to interviews, and I would listen to them giving answers, and I'm like, that is so corny. And now it's just so corny because I'm about to sound so corny. I am so serious. I'm so sorry. But I guess, I mean, what I'm going to tell them is just to know that, you know, a lot of times we think that we need to be approved, or we need to get the A-OK from a certain person, or from a certain clique, or from a certain organization, or from a certain mentor. And it's so unfortunate because it's the biggest misconception. Even though it would be really nice to be applauded by our peers, for the most part, at most times, and in most cases, it won't happen. And I think the biggest lesson that I learned being all alone by myself in Houston is that you are your biggest cheerleader, and you cannot give up. I was a big girl. I'm still a big girl, so I didn't have, like, hips or ass to give people when I walked in. I just was a thick chick from New Orleans in a brand-new city, and all I could do was just do what I knew how to do, and I didn't have money, and I still really don't. You know, I have good times, but I don't have good money. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know. I just really appreciate, out of the devastation that I had to create Lip Service Inc., and that I did it in a very real space. And I just remember being on a bench at the Holiday Inn on Main and Holcomb, and right after the storm, and my dad came out, and I just was crying because I just was thinking about everything that I thought that I needed to be successful, you know, my press kit and business cards from people that I met and, you know, the things that we think we need, you know, your phone number, your, it's just everything, everything. And my dad was just like, everything you need is right there with you on the bench. And nothing was there. It was just me in some Salvation Army slippers. And I just, it wasn't the time to disobey him, you know. He had to be right, and that's all I had, and that's all I gave, and that's all I still give. And I guess if anybody was to ask me, that's all I could really tell him.
Wow. All I can say is wow, Thais. And
if no
one took her story and her bravery and courage and ingenuity and determination, you know, and took that to heart, then I don't even know why you're even listening to the show tonight. Because honestly, you know, she is the true essence of believing in yourself and believing in the dream and making a way when there's no way, you know, making something out of nothing. And I'm proud of you once again. You know, you might get tired of me saying I'm proud of you, but I am proud of you.
Thank you.
This is one woman coming from another woman, and you know, women, we have to support one another in all we do, you know.
I'm just
so happy that I had the pleasure to be able to have you on the show tonight. Once again, can you tell the people, you know, your Twitter and website and all that stuff, and if people want to email you or talk to you, could you give that information out for our listeners tonight?
You can find me catching a lush rush at Lip Service Inc. That's LipServiceInc.com. And when you log in, everything is there. You can just scroll down to my Twitter, and which is at Lip Service Inc. too. Everything is pretty much, you know, simplistic. You can always visit the Twitter page of Lush Radio Online, because we're always tweeting each other. It feels good to just tweet you guys all day.
That's what's up. Definitely support her. Ebony, are you back with us, Ebony?
No.
I guess we lost her. She might be cooking some chicken or something.
She might be cooking some chicken. Or some gumbo. Hopefully she only left us to cook gumbo.
For real. You know what? I've never eaten gumbo. I want some gumbo.
Oh, that's horrible. Have you guys came to New Orleans? Have you guys been to New Orleans before? You came down to do aid, but have you been down for like fun, like Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gone down to Mardi Gras, and I haven't got to get to the Essence Festival yet. I'm supposed to come down there this past when they had it to come and see Mia down there, but I couldn't make it at the time. But I'm going to make my way down there to go and check it out down in New Orleans. And I was in Houston before, so I'm trying to make my way out to Houston. I know they're going to have South by Southwest that's going to be in Texas soon. I'm going to try to see, but I definitely want to link up with you when I come out to the Texas
awesome.
Area.
That'll be great. I know great people down here, and wherever we go, whether it's Houston or New Orleans, we will have a classic time. We'll be like little cute lushes.
Wow.
I can't wait, man. I'm so excited. I got to make sure I get my plans ready. All that my people give me some tickets real quick to come out there, because I definitely need a vacation. So I have to come out there and hang with you and let's do some
work.
That'll
be great. That'll be awesome. I wanna personally invite each one of you guys, even Ebony, who's not on the line. I'm on the line. I was going to tweet bully you if I did not hear your voice before I got. We're gonna be doing our very first cruise. Everyone that ever has ever gotten the bookmark is invited to come on a cruise in 2011, and I'm working on everything right now with Carnival, and hopefully you guys will come and be a guest, and we'll have some literary advisors and some authors and just everything cool about books and bookmarks and boats and oceans and stuff.
That's what's up. That's hot. It's going to be
awesome.
That's hot.
Definitely what's up.
Didn't even know about that.
Thanks.
That's what's
Thanks.
Up.
That'll be cool. It'll be really cool.
Definitely send that information on that.
Thank
yeah,
you. Thank you very much. Yeah. What?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Send us that information so we can blast it out for you.
I will. And you can always just go to Lip Service Inc. and click cruise. I'm going to be leaving on Friday to take a 7-day cruise with them just to see the cruise that I want to do for you, for everyone, really. And it's going to be the Western Exotic Cruise. So I'm going to take it to see if I want to make it. And I'm excited about that.
Okay.
What port is that leaving out of?
It's leaving out of New Orleans. So the cruise will leave out of New Orleans. That was one of the choices where I had to make, whether it was Houston or New Orleans, and it definitely has to be New Orleans because I'm a red bean girl, and, you know, we got to do bourbon or something before we get
red
on the boat.
Red beans and rice.
Something. Yeah. So we're leaving out
I
of New Orleans. What?
I have one last question for you. So, what is in the future for Lip Service Inc.?
What is in the future with Lip Service Inc.? What's in the future with Lip Service Inc. is us embracing literacy moving online. I've been talking to people with Kindle and some of the online or reading audiobook makers and trying to get a better relationship with them as we also extend the awareness of authentic literacy, which is actual page turnings. And I'm going to be supporting book clubs more. I get love from so many book clubs all over the world, and I want to find a way to start visiting book clubs and just sitting in with them. I don't want to have my own book club. You know, Nope or stuff like that. But I would love to find a really cool way to support different book clubs and just sit in on the discussions about books. And I'm really excited about the cruise. I thought that was a really fun way to help my New Orleans people embrace water, you know, at a more relaxing state. So that was a really big decision for me to do a cruise, considering we kind of created from Hurricane Katrina. It was kind of odd, but I don't know. I just figured I would just try it out. And also a book fair, just getting people to donate books and donating them to schools and old folks' homes, people who don't really get many different books.
That's awesome.
Wow.
What's up?
That's awesome.
I love her. I love her, man. I knew you would.
Thanks,
guys. I'm giving her an imaginary hug right now.
Thanks. This feels really good. And I tell you something, I love LushReadyOnline.com. I love that hot, sassy pink number you have on. And I love what you guys are doing. I love what you guys are doing. I follow you guys on Twitter. And you know, you got the whole handsome guy, and he holds the two girls. And, I mean, I just I love what you guys are doing. And I think I envy it a little bit because it's just me sometimes. And I love the camaraderie that you guys have and how you move as one and just keep that good energy going because it makes Lush, and I like that.
Oh, man. I'm not trying to be emotional. Okay? God, somebody give me a napkin.
I got some Kleenex left.
But you know what? You know what, now you know that you came, you're part of Lush Radio family now, and I can't wait to get your logo so I can put you as one of our affiliates, especially with Street Queens the Movement, because that's our women's empowerment group each and every Thursday, and we always try to endorse and help other females that are in business to kind of uplift them and, you know, bring that support system. And the things that you're doing, we definitely would love to have you be a part of that whole situation. And I'm going to tell you, girl, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy getting this whole team together, reaching out to these different people. It was only me. I went on an idea to create opportunities for people. And, you know, these people believed in the movement and, you know, and they found their different aspects in the situation. And in one way, it might have had helped them, or it might have learned them some new things about themselves and found them new niches in what they were good at. So I just want to say it was not easy, but, you know, I let a couple of people go, you know, but, you know, I'm happy with my crew that I have now, and I love them to death, and we move like soldiers as one, and we follow that chain of command, and I love every last one of them. They get on my nerves sometimes, like brothers and sisters. I be wanting to choke them, but I love them.
Yeah. That's Yeah, that's awesome. Keep that. Don't lose that, because it definitely makes everything pop. I love it.
Definitely, definitely. Let's talk about this Kanye West Runaway. I hope you guys got a chance to check it out. Kanye has a new album. I was blessed to listen to the whole album, but I saw Runaway, he has a whole film situation going on right now, and it's like almost like, it's long. It's almost like a visual mixtape type thing with a storyline, and it kind of like touches on the art of dance, production, music, cinematography. I wanna know what you think about it, Thais. You think it's a typical weird Kanye West, or do you think it's very vivid and artistic? I like it because I think it's artistic, but you know, I was kind of like, you have a bird lady in there, and I don't know.
Talk to me on how you feel about it.
Well, we're actually playing the Runway mixtape on Lip Servicing right now, and so that means I watch it a whole lot, a little bit maybe too much, and I think I've watched it so much to where I feel like I can be like one of those, like, I can go like Cornel West on it a little bit, you know, and go like out the tweezers and dissecting it. You know, I think he has so much to say and so much to prove on this project, and he was so excited about it coming out that he had to give us a preliminary, and I think that his preliminary was just a little bit more textured than just audio, and he had to put visual with it, and you know, the spectacle within the film was, you know, Celia Banks, and she's playing the bird, but the bird is actually the phoenix, which is when a fallen angel falls from a fireball, and that's what the whole fire thing is about. So he's basically bringing in this woman from out of this world, literally, and bringing her into his world. So the story of that is, a lot of people say, you know, what's he talking about, Amber Rose, and was Amber Rose, you know, really the symbolic bird in the film, because he really did bring a stripper into a world of elegance and, you know, eliteness. So a lot of people say they had like a symbolic meaning with the whole Runaway, because, you know, naturally they're not together anymore, and he's had a couple of scandals come out. A lot of people say that she has something to do with that. So, you know, I don't know. I really kind of felt like he was just trying to talk to his mom almost in a very weird, odd, really odd way. No, seriously, I really probably thought that he was really trying to do a project for his mom. I really honestly do. Like that whole scene when the ballerinas run out and he puts his hand over his heart and closes it, it's like he was almost at a funeral to me. That's just me. That's what I grabbed.
I'm kind of see that, because they were all dressed in black. But, you know, the transition and everything, okay, you got the beginning when she falls from the, and he's running, and I'm like, I'm looking at this, I had to watch it twice. And then me and my homeboy had a discussion. I was like, this is really weird, okay, the first time I saw it. Then the gentleman kind of dissected, and he said it was more of, you know, he's thinking about his ex-girlfriend, and saying his ex-girlfriend, and you know, they're living in two separate worlds and stuff like that. I can see that fact. The thing that made me laugh was the girl's a phoenix, so she's like a bird, and they're sitting at this table, and they look like all church goers, something like that, or something.
Yeah.
The guy tells Kanye, he said, do you know your girlfriend's a bird? And he's like, yeah. And then they serve a bird, and she's whirling like a banshee. She starts whirling like a banshee, and it was so funny. I was like, what the hell is this? But I think it was a cry for help, slightly, to me. I don't know. It almost sounded like he's so sick of, like, the industry and all the, like, so-called, you know, restrictions and all this stuff. I think he was almost like a cry for help, like, But it was so, I think every song was kind of graphic. Like, it kind of, like, had a visual substance to each song. Because he had even one song that, it was, I think it was almost about, like, a woman cheating on him. And, you know, he's catching the woman, like, or he, I guess she dials the phone back, and he hears the whole conversation. And the girl saying, yeah, he's like, man, who taught you how to treat a man like that? So-and-so taught me. He's like, who told you how to give it like this? So-and-so taught me. So, I mean, it was just kind of, it was like almost like telling different stories. Then he has the song, saying goodbye to the douchebags and all that. He's just going in, you know. And one of the songs sounded kind of satanic. I don't know, but, you know. But, you know, that's Kanye. I think it was beautiful in a sense in the cinematography, because I'm all into the whole Phoenix thing. You know, it's a mystic creature, and the girl looks hot in her outfit. You know, I want a bird outfit like that. You know,
you know? It was definitely sexy.
Yeah, it definitely was something sexy.
And you know, I think Kanye and the guy, awesome, handsome, the Billy D of Lush Radio, can feel free to chime in. But I think ultimately, you know, could it just be an artist doing a video? You know, he's such a potent person that everything has to be dissected. But could he have just been doing, you know, some visual and just having a really innovative way to let people know his album was coming out? So, you know, sometimes we don't have to read so deep into things, and, you know, we could just relax a little bit.
I think looking at it, I mean, and I respect Kanye, and I appreciate what he does because he's very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He strives to be different, which is brilliant. And people will always fear and not understand that. You know, the most brilliant minds in the world, people didn't understand them. You know, they negated them in their beginnings, and later on, you know, they were the most respected because of his approach to things. You know, people have a problem with it because of the way that everything is commercialized so much and structured to be one way. You know, we become so used to that. So anytime we see something different from that, then, you know, we're quick to either scrutinize it, you know, or not accept it. But we need people like Kanye, you know, even though he's a little arrogant. You know, we need people like him because it opens up the door for us to really go back to what needs to be done, and that's being creative.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this guy, Kanye West, is like no other. He is definitely unique. And one thing you can't take away, Kanye, is that he is very talented. Production artist in general, he's an artiste. You know, he's not
mm-hmm.
like anything else. You can't take that talent away from him. You know? And I salute him. And my final thoughts to you, Miss Thais, is that I love you to death. Big squeezes and hugs.
Uh-huh.
And I wish you nothing but success in everything that you do. And don't stop doing what you do, no matter how hard it gets. You know what I'm saying? Or you feel like sometimes you want to give up. Or anything, just keep doing it, man. Don't stop. You know what I mean? Don't stop. That big check that you're looking for is coming soon. I feel my hand itching. It's coming soon, baby. You know, so.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Make sure you log on to Lip Surface Inc. and support her and everything that she's doing. And guys out there, listeners, you know, log on to SBA.gov. And for my females out there, make sure you incorporate your business as a minority, if you are a minority, because you have an actual situation where you can actually contract as to be a government contractor and get those government contracts. And also, if you incorporate your business and register with SBA as being a female-owned business, you also can get government contracts, which is something extra to put in there. And make sure that you find out all the attributes and every grant that you can get in your business. They're out there for us. The you know, like she said, with literacy, it's free. Go out there, research that stuff, and read up on it, because nobody's going to be an advocate for us but us, you know, at the end of the day. you know. So we have to definitely go out and do that and walk on faith. Don't stop doing anything. Don't say let anybody be that crab in the barrel and tell you can't do anything. I did it. Thais did it. We all done it, you know. It starts with an idea. It's now time for you to execute that idea. Don't sit on it. Go ahead and move forward with it, because nobody in this world can stop you but you at the end of the day.
You know what? I feel like Angela Davis right now. I mean, that was so powerful. What was that? Put it on a DVD and sell it. Oh, my God. It's like I want to start another business now after hearing that. That was beautiful.
Wow, thank you. That just made me feel so good. Wow. You know, but I don't know, maybe I have to work with you on creating these greeting cards or something like that, because I do the poetry and everything too, so maybe we have to work together on doing some greeting cards, some inspirational greeting cards or something.
Sounds absolutely awesome. I can't wait.
Definitely, we have to work together on doing something like that. And I'll leave you with this song right here. It's called Keep Winning by Archie Episode. My brother out there in Atlanta, you know, from the song We Ready. So.
shout out.
I love you so much. Kisses and hugs. And to everybody, stay tuned, stay locked. Log on to www.letsradioonline.com. And check out the archives. Keep winning. No matter what, nobody can stop you. And I'm out of here. Peace.
Bye.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top. Look at me now.
Still
up a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.